Got a big plan, this mindset. Maybe it's right at the right place and right time. Maybe tonight in a whisper or handshake, sending a sign. Wanna make out and kiss hard, wait, never mind. Late night in passing, mention it, flip to her best friend. It's no thing, maybe it slipped, but the slip turns to terror and a crush to like. Then she walked in, he froze up, leave it to fright. It's cute in no way till you cannot speak and you leave to have a cigarette and these get weak. Escape was just a nod and a casual wave. Obsess about it heavy for the next 2 days. It's only just a crush, it'll go away. It's just like all the others, it'll go away. Or maybe this is danger and you just don't know. You pray it all away, but it continues to grow. I want to hold you close, skin pressed against me tight. Lie still, close your eyes, girl. So lovely, it feels so right. I want to hold you close, soft breath, beating hard. As I whisper in your ear, I want to fucking tear you apart. Then he walked up and told her, thinking maybe it'd pass. And they talked and looked away a lot, doing the dance. Her hand brushed up against his, she left it there. Told him how she felt and then they locked in a stare. They took a step back, thought about it, what should they do? Cause there's always repercussions when you're dating in school. But their lips met and reservations started to pass. Whether this was just an evening or a thing that would last, either way he wanted her and this was bad. Wanted to do things to her, it was making him crazy. Now a little crush turned into a like, and now he wants to grab her by the hair.
The song of 2025, yes. First show, 2025, Slipping You Mickey. Hi, I'm Mickey. And yeah, that's gonna be the song of the year, dude. That's just so hot. Like, if I had a dude that like said those things to me, I would be like swoon. So anyway, how is your year going so far on this 200th day of January 2025? Yeah, this year has just, wow, started off so shitty. But I'm telling myself that we're getting all the shitty stuff out of the way in order for all the new stuff to come in, like maybe around February, hopefully, if, you know, we all make it through the end of January. Like, I don't know. I just don't know. What I do know, though, is that, hey, you're listening to Slippin' You and Mickey, again, right here on Indie100.com. And, yeah, I've got a great hour-ish of music for you. So, I don't know. What do you say? Let's get it started.
Follow your name into the wild. Yeah, yeah. Sold you my shame. I ran a mile. I sing your lullaby, your melodies like a symphony. We burn the same inside a fire. I just need a little mercy. Mercy on me. I just need a little mercy. Mercy on me. I drank your holy water, your liberty, your make believe. I just need a little mercy. Oh, mercy on me. I reconciled. Well. I wear the blame like a shooting tie. I sing your lullaby, your melodies like a symphony. We fall the same when we walk the wire. I just need a little mercy. Mercy on me. I just need a little mercy. Mercy on me. I drank your holy water, your liberty, your make believe. I just need a little mercy. Oh, mercy on me.
No compromise. saw it written and I saw it say, Bingo Moon is on his way. None of you stand so tall. Bingo Moon, and I get you.
listening to Slippin' You Mickey. I'm Mickey. Hi. That was your New Orleans Tasty, John Batiste. I mentioned at the top of the show that, like, this year is just bonkers already. Of course, everyone's heard about, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but I have to mention this. This is my place, my town. And the terrorist attack, like, what the fuck? What was that? And I wasn't even here. As per usual for me, I made a fucking stupid-ass decision and went to Houston for the New Year's and to ring in the New Year and celebrate the New Year and all that great stuff. And, yeah, just a fucking piss-poor decision. So I wasn't even here. I wake up New Year's Day to all these texts from people that are like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And I was like, mentally, no. But I didn't even know about all this shit that went down. And I was like, wow, maybe I need to figure out what happened. I looked it up, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse, you know. And I work in news as, like, my main real job, and I don't know. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I just cannot. So I got back here as quickly as I could, and, you know, honestly, that was the smartest decision I made all week, was to just come back, because, like I said, Houston was a fucking shit show. Have you ever, like, really taken a look at your life and been like, wow, I gaslight myself. Like, I am my own worst enemy. Have you ever, like, really taken a deep dive into your own life and realized these, all these shitty things that keep happening to you, they're your fault. Like, they're your fault. And maybe not. Maybe I'm, like, the only person, I don't know. Maybe I'm really the only shitty person that is around. Like, I don't know. But I'm pretty fucking shitty, evidently. And I don't mean to be. I don't do it on purpose. You know, I try to be, like, I'm really good person, and I just make these terrible decisions. I mean, do you guys do that too? Like, am I the only one, or, like, are y'all sitting there and you're nodding your head and you're like, fuck yeah, Mickey, we fucking do that shit too? Because it's, like, it's bad. It's bad when you do this stuff to yourself, you know? Because God knows there's so many people in this world that try to fuck you over, and then here you are fucking yourself over. Like, what is that? But anyway, so Debbie Downer, and also, I have to mention California. Like, what is going on over there? Oh my God, like, this world is just falling apart. Like I said, this is the 200th day of January. Guys, hit me up. Talk to me. Tell me how the year is shaking out for you already. Tell me what your plans are. Tell me what your aspirations and your dreams are. Like, I want to know. Like, maybe you guys can inspire me to just stop being so freaking awful. And I can inspire you guys to, like, be like, we definitely don't want to be like Mickey. So let's get it together. Who knows? But yeah, so hit that comment button. Let me know how it's going. Let me know if you made resolutions for the year. I did not, except to continue working on my posture. Yeah, it's honestly, that's the only thing in my life that I feel like is attainable. But let me know what you guys are up to. Yeah, because I want to know. I want to share. And, hit that comment button. Or you can email me at slibandyoumickey@gmail.com. And right now, I'm going to make a resolution to you to not talk nearly as much and play a lot more really great music. How about that? Here we go.
Yeah.
Nikki, and I could never be a woman unless you are looking for a woman that is super stupid, super shitty, very damaged, but has really great taste in music. I mean, if you're looking for all those things, I should throw in toxic, because evidently I'm toxic too. But if that's your gal, here I am. Hit me up. Send me an email at slipinyourmickey@gmail.com. Or just smash that comment button and be like, hey, bitch. Yeah, you're my kind of gal. Oh, my God. Starting off 2025 in such a just ridiculously pathetic way. I hope all of you guys are okay, though. I mean, seriously, my love, my thoughts, everything are with you. And I hope that this year is going to be amazing for me and you, all of us, like the whole, like this whole damn family got going on. Let's make it the best thing that we can. And yeah, I've got some static going on. I don't know what. Anyway, you've been listening to Slipping You a Mickey. Yay, aren't you happy? And I'm Mickey. Hi, your hostess with Not the Mostest. Cheers. Cheers to us. And 2025, let's just put all this badness behind us. And, yeah, let's make this year rock. What do you say? Anyway, again, hit me up on the email, slipinyourmickey@gmail.com, or you can smash that comment button, baby, and tell me all your deepest, darkest, secretest thoughts. And, you know, if you put your email on there, I'll reply. I'll be like, hell yeah, like, I could totally get it. Or I'll just shout you out on the show. You never know. Like, I never know, honestly, from one day to the next what's going on. So, yay, welcome to my world. Anyway, thank you for listening, and cheers. Here's to a great 2025. See you guys next week. Peace out. We'll be right back.
something.